And now I'd like to call on another OSA friend, Artie Kern.
My name is Artie Kern, and my wife Trudy and I, we met Günther and Susie in 1996 when both of us were invited to a mutual friend's house for dinner. The invitation was extended to us because our host had discovered that both Günther and I had lived in a French children's home run by an organization called OSA. The OSA was a French-Jewish organization which tried to nurture and rescue Jewish children between the World War II years of 1939 and 1945. The organization ran several children's homes dispersed throughout France. I came to the OSA in 1939 from Vienna, when my parents sent me away from Austria, which had been annexed by Germany. After France fell to the Germans in June of 1940, Günther, along with his family, were forcibly deported from Speyer, Germany, and sent to a French concentration camp. The OSA personnel would enter these camps and try to get as many children released to them and place them into their own OSA homes in order to save them. Günther was fortunate enough to be rescued from the camp and placed in the OSA home of Marjolier. As the situation for the Jews became worse, the OSA embarked on a plan to get the children out of France and get them placed with Christian families who would hide them. Some children, like myself, were sent to the USA. Some went to Spain. Some were smuggled into Switzerland, and others were hidden in France. Günther was smuggled into Switzerland, where he was placed with foster parents. After the war, Günther relocated to the United States and eventually met and married Susie, with whom he had two sons, Steve and Andy. Günther made a good life for himself and his family. However, he never forgot the OSA or the Swiss foster parents. At this point, I would like to fast forward to the day of our dinner party in 1996, which was a resounding success, and although we had not known each other previously, there was an instant bonding between Günther, Susie, my wife Trudy, and myself. Ever since I arrived in the United States in 1941, I, like other OSA children, had a need to find other OSAs, and over the last 60 years, we have found approximately 75 others. Amongst the OSAs were OSAs that Günther had been looking for. This is how Günther found his OSA childhood friend of Kurt Leuchter, Theo Brennick, and Ernie Hirsch. And by the way, Ernie, who spoke before, and Günther were smuggled into Switzerland together. There are 20 ex-OSAs living in, approximately 20 ex-OSAs living in California, and since the fateful day of 1996, Günther and Susie have met all of them. We all feel more like family than just friends. We are really family. According to Günther and Susie, finding the OSA group added a whole new and wonderful page to their life. Günther loved his family, his wife, his son Steve and Andy, his daughter-in-law Ruth, and his granddaughter Rachel. And now, the OSAs were also part of his family. Goodbye. Goodbye, my OSA brother. Rest in peace.